Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. In the first leg of his visit, Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity for Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria from the 9th to 10th of this month at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be Prime Minister's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria, as well as a high-level business engagement. BJP Legislative Party has congratulated Chief Minister Nipirio for the successful conduct of the urban local bodies elections. The BJP Legislative Party stated that under Rio's leadership, the PTA alliance has been further strengthened following the elections of municipal and town councils in the state. In the light of this success, the BJP Legislative Party requested that the appointment of deputy chairpersons for the ULPs, where both parties contested together, be made from the BJP. This step will contribute to maintaining and enhancing the strength of the PTA alliance, it added. Further, the BJP Legislative Party appealed for the accommodation of government nominees from the BJP party to the respective municipal and town councils. The party said this should be done in consultation with the members from the respective areas to prevent any misunderstandings between the alliance partners. The BJP Legislative Party also firmly believed that the authority and leadership of Chief Minister will respond positively to this request, upholding the true spirit of the BDA alliance. This statement was made by State BJP Legislative Party during a meeting on 6th July at Kohima. The Rising People's Party, RPP, has blamed the ruling People, Democratic Alliance, PDA, for not doing anything despite the huge hue and cry raised on the rockfall incidents occurring along the Chade Gokidulong on the National Highway 29. In a press release, the RPP said another rockfall on July 5, exactly a year after a similar incident, accused that PDA of eye-washing as serious negligence. It said a report of the high-level technical committee instituted by the PDA government to study the matter is still awaited in public domain. To this, RPP questioned when the PDA will realize that governance demands accountability and responsibility. It also queried as to what the statement of Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang meant on short-term maintenance contract introduced by the BDA after last year's tragic incident, adding that the Naga people will not be misled by such statements. The RPP further demanded that NHIDCL should be held accountable and be booked for criminal negligence. In addition, RPP sought explanation as to why the state police did not act on its FIR complaint filed at Jumugidima Police Station against NHIDCL officials following the July 4, 2023 incident. It accused the PDA government for resorting to issuing travel advisory after each tragedy. The RPP further asked whether victims of 2023 incident were compensated and also if the recently injured individuals would be compensated. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will arrive in Manipur today for a one-day visit to the state, during which the plans to meet the families affected by the recent violence residing in various camps. The opposition leader also plans to meet with Manipur Governor Anusuya Uke. Security measures have been tightened ahead of Rahul Gandhi's visit, as the Deputy Commissioner of Jiripam District has implemented a no-fly zone and banned the use of drones during his visit. And the budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till 12 August. He said that the Union Budget 2024-25 would be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu, under recommendation of the Government of India, had approved the proposal for summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session. It would be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.